Exercising greater caution now, Robin continued his journey northwards until he came to Watling Street, the ancient Roman road connecting Canterbury and London. Here he turned east, and before long a friendly farmer gave him a lift on his ox cart, dropping him off at the junction to Warringham. The path to the village led through the forest, and here, in the shade of familiar trees, Robin entered the land that had, until recently, belonged to his father. By the time he emerged from the forest, heading west now on the final descent to the village, a low red sun was shining straight into his face. He walked slowly along the path between the willows and looked down into the valley below. With an unexpected flush of pride, he thought what a beautiful village Warringham was, so very different from Kern. At its centre was the modest but neatly built wooden church, and next to this the tree-lined village square, with the old pillory in the middle, thankfully unoccupied at present. All around stood the thatched houses of the peasants, with their sheds and stables and vegetable gardens, some large and some tiny, depending on the wealth and status of the peasant families.